Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inanunsyo ng Embahada ng Pilipinas sa Australia na muling magbabalik ang mga manggang kalabaw mula sa Pilipinas kung saan ang mga unang shipment ay darating ngayong Hunyo. Ilang kababayan natin ang sabik na pero ilan din ang nag-aalinlangan dahil sa mataas anilang presyo. Nakapanayam ng SBS Filipino exporter na si Miguel Ripoll ng Phil Mango kung saan ipiniliwanag niya ang dahilan sa likod nito at bakit nga ba mahalaga ang pagkakaroon ng manggang kalabaw sa Australia.
Sa totoo lang, medyo ang mahal. Well, okay, sa umpisa talagang mahal because we had a hard time doing the entire process. It wasn't very efficient. Okay, so medyo mahal ang first feedback pero kahit ganun, at yung presyo at that time, okay, nauubos naman yung stock. Okay, so binibili pa rin ng mga tao. Although, even having said that, o kahit binibili pa rin, I still, my objective was so that people can really afford to get more mangoes, okay, is I try to make it more efficient. So medyo, I had to go back and forth, Philippines, Australia. Okay, and with a little bit of ingenuity from my team, okay, we're able to lower the costs, okay? And now we're offering the mangoes here at a much lower price, even lower than what we offered nung the first time we brought it in.
Ilang percent yung ibababa niya?
Percentage-wise, maliit lang naman siguro. I'll give you a specific example. Ito, so dati binibenta ng 110 ang 5 kilo to about... Yung mga wholesalers, they get it at 90 for every 5 kilos. So yung bawat box, mga 5 kilos yan. So there's around 20 pieces of mangoes inside the box, no? So medyo mahal siya at that time. Pero ngayon, okay, we're retailing that at $85 na lang. So lumalabas parang $4 per mango na lang. Parang ganun ang lumalabas.
Inilatag din ni Miguel ang mga hamon sa pag-i-export.
Medyo marami, pero I'll just break it down to very simple terms. Una yung sa pagbili ng mangga. Okay, during that time when we first started buying, ang taas ng presyo ng mangga. Okay, kasi wala pa kami masyadong relationship with the mismong farmer, the grower mismo. So, what I did was we developed a relationship and at least after a while, we were able to meet with farmers that were willing to sell at a very reasonable rate. Okay? So, yun ang una. Pangalawa is yung processing. Okay, yung pagdala from the farm to the processing plant kasi dun lahat ng baksak and sa Australia, very mahigpit ang kailangan ipadaan yan sa kung tinatawagan natin VHT process. Okay, which is vapor heat treatment process. So, dun pa lang, medyo tumataas na yung cost doon. Kasi, alam na natin, when you process something, it uses heat, okay, kuryente yan and everything. So, pampadagdag ng cost yan. Aside from that, may specific packaging requirements ang Australia. Like most countries, meron man naman talaga. So, that's additional cost, okay? And then from there, hindi naman pwedeng ibarko yan eh. Okay, kasi wala namang technology ngayon na... that can preserve the ripening process for mangoes. People are trying, pero all I can say to them, we already tried. Okay? The only way that you can send to Australia, okay, from the Philippines, is via air cargo lang talaga. So, well, luckily, okay, we have a very good relationship na rin with the airlines. Okay? So, we're able to get very competitive rates dun sa... per kilo. Okay? Tapos, pagbaksak dito, syempre, ang pinaka-challenging dito is the clearing. So, yung quarantine, we have to make sure na yung mangga talagang pumasa dun sa specifications ng Australia, sa Bicon, kung tawagin. You know? So, if they see anything wrong with that, that entire shipment can be rejected. So, kung may isang langaw
na nakadapo,
nakadapo doon, okay, wala na. Patay na tayo. Okay? So to speak. Alright? But, we went through the entire process. We went through it several times. Okay? Sa awa ng Diyos, okay, all our mangoes passed the scrutiny. So, now it's just a matter of technicality. We had to renew that clearance from the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries, DAF, here in Australia. just so that they know that we're opening the season again. And hopefully, maging consistent na.
Ayon kay Miguel Ripoll, ang mga mangga na pang-export ay galing mula sa Luzon, gaya ng Zambales, Pangasinan at Nueva Ecija kapag dry season o tagtuyot. Kapag tag-ulan naman, anya, manggagaling ito sa Mindanao gaya ng Digos. May mga plano din siya ngayong taon para mas mapabilis anya ang pag-aangkat.
So this year, ang plano ko talaga is to have that relationship with some landowners, farm owners, farm and growers. Okay, to supply specifically for Australia. Okay, so we have a certain specification and then we promise that we're going to get the harvest. Okay, so aside from selling to Australia, obviously when we get the harvest, we have to sell it somewhere else also. So that's where our organization, it's not actually a company, it's a foundation in the Philippines that coordinates mga exports and selling of mangoes from orchards that are involved in our program. And the program is generally making sure that the methods used are sustainable, environmentally friendly, and you know, they don't use too much chemicals when not, hindi naman kailangan. So those are the things that we're addressing there.
Inaasahan ang pamamahagi nito sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia gaya ng New South Wales, Victoria at ang prioridad na Queensland sa pamamagitan ng mga piling retailer, wholesaler ng mga produkto, Asian grocery, food service operator at mga kalakal sa hospitality habang patuloy na lumalawak ang seasonal supply sa bansa.
Kami yung nag-e-export din galing sa Pilipinas, so very involved kami from the purchasing to the processing and exporting it into Australia. So from buying the mangoes up to selling the mangoes, Phil Mango is pretty much involved in the entire cycle. Ngayon, ang balita is that once we have clearance, okay, yun na lang ang inihintay namin. Okay, alam naman natin kung gaano kahigpit ang Australia when it comes to fresh produce, no? So yung clearance ang kailangan namin sa kanya. And then we'll be able to bring that in. And luckily, just the other day, I already heard, okay, na naka-process na yung for clearing. Okay, so all I have to do now is basically put the word in. We harvest. We still have 2 or 3 more harvests to go in the Philippines in the Luzon side, and we'll be able to process that. Okay, and bring it to Sydney, and then we'll bring it to Brisbane. And that's why we're here, because for the past 2-3 years, walang nakakarating ng mangga dito sa Queensland. Pagdating ng Sydney, ubos ka agad. So sabi ko, okay, let's give the Queenslanders naman a chance. Kasi yung mga kababayan natin dito, sabik na dun sa mangga.
Kahit na may mga hamon, ipinagpapatuloy ito ni Miguel dahil sa kanya-anyang advokasya para sa mangga ng Pilipinas.
I wish it could be as easy as just buying from somebody there and then sending it over. So this, for me, it's not really, kumbaga, you have to really love the product eh. So for me, it's a personal passion of mine, okay? I grew up in a mango farm, so to speak, okay? I used to trade with mangoes already, even back when I was still in the Philippines, buying mangoes from the Visayas, sending it to Manila and all that, especially in Guimaras. Okay, and when I came to Australia, okay, one of the things that I always thought that maybe mangoes would be a good product here, but it was very difficult. But fortunately, okay, our government through PTIC, back then it was Ms. Alma Argayoso, so yeah, now Assistant Secretary on the DTI, okay, she opened up the project, all right. They were able to get the protocols, and with the help with the DFA, through diplomatic channels, okay, we were able to send the first batch of mangoes after 23 years or 20 years. Okay, in 2023, the first batch came in, finally.
Ganun patagal inabot.
Yeah. So the last time before that was 2003, and then there was a bit of a problem already. And then the next time we had mangoes in Australia was in 2023. It was a small quantity, but it was a test run. So we did pilot tests, other shipments to see what was wrong. And yeah, those first 2 years, pinag-aralan talaga namin. So now we think, we're confident that we can do this more regularly. And hopefully, okay, mga kababayan natin out there will support us. I was listening to them. Mahal, yes, we understand it is expensive. So we did everything we could to lower that cost, okay, and still make it reasonable and sustainable, okay. So given that, okay, I'm really counting on our fellow Filipinos out there all over Australia, okay. When the mangoes are here, just buy the mangoes. It's not me you're helping, really, okay. It's the farmers also back home, okay. If I can only show you how some of the farmers and the people that were processing during those first shipments, how some of them were crying because that was the first time they saw an export happen. Okay, you'd be moved. And that's what kept me going eh.
Hiling din niya sa gobyerno ng Pilipinas ang suporta maging sa mga Filipino community dito sa Australia. Umaasa din siyang madagdagan pang shipment para masakop ang iba't ibang estado at teritoryo.
The problem that we face is really is that we don't want to bring in too much mangoes, okay? And therefore, sayang lang na naman, okay? But at the same token, we want to make sure also that everybody gets the mangoes, okay? So, inaasahan ko na sana hindi lang isang shipment. Sana may masusunod ka agad after a month or two. Okay, hanggang siguro up to November sana.
Yung season na tuloy-tuloy
sana. Okay, siguro ang hindi lang natin magagawa is during the summer kasi nga marami ng mangga dito. Okay? So, pero during the time na kaunti lang ang mga mangga, that's the time that I think would be a good opportunity for us to share our mangoes to the wider market, to the Australians, okay, not just Filipinos. Buy the mango, share it, okay? If that happens, mas dadami ang papasok ng mangga dito. Mas may enjoy natin sa mababang presyo. It's all about volume.
Inilatag din ni Miguel ang mga plano niya para mas mapalawak ang export ng produkto.
My plan is actually to bring in, kasi may kanyang-kanyang quality grade yung mangga, di ba? Katulad ng sinasabi nila, pagka-export grade, maganda yan, di ba? Hindi natin nakakain sa Pilipinas. Well, in a sense, that's not true anymore. Kasi doon pa lang, the mangoes that are produced in the Philippines is consumed mostly in the Philippines na rin eh. Okay, very few are going to exports nga because of so many restrictions na. Okay? Ang plano ko talaga is, okay, we will bring in the export quality, but we are also going to bring in the local quality here in Australia. Bakit? Okay? Sabi ko, pwede ba yun? Yeah. Well, ang market nun is we could sell the local quality, okay, a lot cheaper na pwede natin ibenta sa mga restaurants, okay, sa mga juice makers and all that. So, that way, kasi importante lang naman yung the inside of the mango. Eh, alam naman natin, di ba, mga Pilipino, alam natin kahit may tuldok-tuldok yan, hiwain mo yan, matamis pa rin, eh, no? So, yun ang importante.
Hanggang buto, kinakain eh.
Exactly. So, hindi lang, wala naman sa balat talaga yan eh. In fact, sasabihin nila yung makinis eh, hindi mga minsan matamis eh, di ba? So, ang inaano ko is we're also targeting mga dessert makers, you know, our culinary, we call it the culinary grade. Okay? So, we have two grades. We have the table mango, which is nice in appearance. Pwede pang regalo. Give it to other Australians to taste. Okay? And for us to enjoy. Okay? And then we have the culinary grade, which is what we can make our mango shakes, our ice cream, our gelato. Okay? Our desserts. Yung mga ganon. Or even to the restaurants. They can serve this in their dish. And that's what I want, that regular order from this establishment. Kasi sila yung will use this on a regular basis. Eh. So if we can achieve that, okay, the more mangoes I'll be able to bring in.
Dahil limitado lamang ang seasonal window o panahon ng pag-ani ng mga manggang kalabaw ng Pilipinas, hinihikayat niya ang mga mamimili na subaybayan ng mga anunsyo mula sa mga retailer at distributor ukol sa supply ng produkto.
Para bumili din sila, kasi the only way that they will buy it, the only way they will know the value is if they taste it. Tayo, alam na natin yung lasa eh. Alam natin, so bibili natin yan, alam natin yung lasa eh. Pero yung mga iba dito sa Australia, hindi pa nila alam. They don't know how our mango tastes like. What's the fuss? Sanay sila dun sa Kensington, Calypso, You know, the one that ever came close to the taste of our mango is probably other Asian mangoes. Also, pero medyo mahal din yun. I think the local one, the golden honey, medyo matamis-tamis na rin, pero very limited yung stock nun. So, all I can say to our Filipinos, you want to help our farmers, you want to help bring the mango and, you know, be proud of yourself. Mm. This is our product, the best in the world. Okay? Buy the mango, share it with others, okay? So that they really know it's the best in the world.
Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.